across the NFL, an elite quarterback finally gets paid, and a team's owner endorses a young quarterback. You're listening to the Clock Dodgers podcast. Let's talk about it.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You played the game.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Touchdown. You are now locked to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
Clock Dodgers podcast.
The Dallas Cowboys have finally signed Dak Prescott. They signed Dak to a maximum value, 4-year, $160 million. This brings up a lot of conversations in Dallas for the Cowboy fans and the NFL in general. I'm happy, for one, let's just get this straight out of the way. I'm happy that Dak finally got his new deal. It's well-deserved, no question about it. There's no question of whether this was deserved or not. I know some people will argue whether it was deserved or not. If we just look at the details from NFL Network, Ian Rappaport reported that he signed a 4-year, $160 million deal. The deal has a maximum value of $164 million, including $126 million in guaranteed money. That's big. Includes two key details, a no trade clause and a no tag provision. So he averages $42 million a year over the first three seasons, with $75 million in the first season and a $66 million signing bonus. That's incredible, man. That's a lot of money. Again, I personally feel it's well deserved. Before the injury, Dak was proven to be an elite quarterback in the NFL. He has elite weapons in Dallas from every position, from running back to the wide receiver group, tight ends, O-line. I mean, he had everything really going for him before he got injured. Pro Bowl type quarterback, well-deserved, everything, right? So if you're a Cowboy fan, I'm not really sure what you're mad about if you're upset right now. I feel like I always see Cowboy fans angry. Not all of them, but I feel like on my timeline on Twitter, when I'm, you know, when I'm looking at social media, I feel like I'm always seeing angry Cowboy fans, whether it's one thing or the other. But in this case, you should be happy. You got your franchise quarterback. I know I did see one complaint that the deal wasn't long enough, that it was only 4 years. I mean, come on. I mean, obviously from Dak Prescott's perspective, he's trying to get paid twice. He's trying to get another fat contract in after those 4 years. But there's nothing. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? He's trying to get paid. And from the team's perspective, it's not really necessarily a negative thing. It gives you 4 years of Dak, 4 years of him proving he's got it, that he's elite, that nothing's, you know, slowing him down, that he's still the man who he thought he was and who everyone thought he was. And in 4 years, if he's still doing that, you guys can re-sign him again. It's not a big deal. You guys get too crazy looking into this stuff. It's not a big deal. You got your man. You got your franchise quarterback. Be excited. Be happy. This is a big deal for, you know, quarterbacks looking for contracts coming up in the future. Again, man, congrats to Dak. I don't see the point of being negative about this. You got to pay your quarterback. You know that. If you want to win games, you got to pay quarterbacks. It just is what it is. It is what it is. The Cowboys now with Dak, with that offense, if they could just get the defense all the way tight, like you got your team for the next 4 years. You know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly what you're building. I think it's nice. I think if I'm a Cowboy fan right now, I'm taking a deep breath of relief. I didn't personally think he was going to go anywhere else. I didn't personally think that the Cowboys wouldn't pay him. But to get it out the way, man, it's over. I think that's good, man. Even I consider this even just as big as of news. And it's Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie has instructed the team to prioritize making Jalen Hurts successful in 2021 as opposed to creating a true quarterback competition. This is according to ESPN's Chris Mortensen. I love this. It says here in the article on ESPN from Tim McManus, appearing on the Adam Schefter podcast, Hurts said he views the Eagles' decision to trade Carson Wentz to the Colts this offseason as a vote of confidence in him moving forward. I think it was just an opportunity for me. Hurt said in his first public comment since the trade. I think it shows the trust and what they think I could be as a player, so I want to prove them right. What did I say? What did I say when Wentz got traded? Go back to the episode. Go back. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on your favorite podcast app right now. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss these episodes. And I said it on that episode. I said Hurts is the future quarterback of the Eagles. They were not going to be drafting another quarterback. That was not going to happen. Were they going to bring in a veteran? Of course, that's totally a possibility. Why would they not? Why would you not, you know, make sure you protect your team? If Hurts, for some reason, got hurt, which happens all the time to quarterbacks and players across the NFL, then you want a quarterback to be able to step in and be serviceable, right? I mean, you can't expect him to be Jalen Hurts, but you want him to be serviceable. So, yeah, you're going to bring in some sort of veteran quarterback probably, unless you believe in the young guy on the team already behind Hurts, or if you draft a quarterback later in the draft to develop behind him. But Hurts is the guy in Philly. And he should be the guy in Philly. He should be. On the video that went up on YouTube for the the podcast episode, when it went up on YouTube, the comment section was a little hectic. There was a lot of people that said, you know, they didn't like the move. There were some people who said they liked it. There was a lot of Jalen Hurts support, which I loved. And it's just what it is, man. I'm not saying that Wentz is bad or that I wish bad on him in Indy, but the move was made simply because they had Jalen Hurts. And I didn't even think this was going to happen this fast. I'm on the record saying when Hurts got drafted to Philly, I was not happy about it because I thought, man, with Wentz there, he's going to take longer to get a shot than I wanted. I wanted to see Hurts go as soon as he could go. And that's what happened. Because when you have a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, even if he struggled in his rookie season, even though he did rookie mistakes, even though he didn't do everything 100% accurate like you want it to be, he showed the signs of a quarterback who's a Konami code. He is an advantage to your team in that offense. He's smart. He's talented. And he has a secret weapon with his legs that not every quarterback possesses. Not every offense does not have the ability to use a quarterback like Jalen Hurts can be. The Eagles seen that. They say, hey, we got this guy Wentz. Let's draft this Hurts guy. Let's see what happens. They've seen a couple of games. They're like, yeah, go ahead and trade that Wentz guy because we're going to go ahead and move forward with this guy Hurts. It is what it is. Whether you want to believe it or not. I know I even had some comments on Twitter that Wentz was the better quarterback. The Jalen Hurts thing isn't going to work out. You don't have to believe it's going to work out, but I believe it will. The Eagles believe it will. The owner just came out and said he wants to ensure that Jalen Hurts has all the things possible on the team necessary to become successful this year. I mean, of course, you would say that about any quarterback on your team, whoever's going to be your starter, but it just goes to show that he believes in Jalen Hurts and he wants to make sure that there's no excuses for why Jalen Hurts struggles. If he struggles. I love it. I love it. I love this for fantasy, for dynasty, for real life. I love it for all of it. I mean, I'm on record saying I wanted the Raiders to draft Jalen Hurts back when, you know, in the draft. And that's not a knock on Carr. I just like Jalen Hurts. I think he's super talented. And I wanted to see what he did. So, you know, he says, you know, I think, you know, nothing changes for me. My mindset going every day, trying to get better as a player, be the best leader I could be, impact the guys around me. And ultimately, it's just about winning football games, being consistent and doing that. So my mentality, it doesn't alter not one bit. He's focused, man. He's focused. And we don't know what this team's going to do. Zach Hurts has been in the headlines recently as a potential person to be traded. I would love to see the Eagles draft a wide receiver early. Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith. One of those guys, give him a real weapon out there. Pair them up with Rager. Pair them up with the other guys in the offense, Miles Sanders. Man, if this team can get another weapon, Jalen Hurts could be deadly back there. Like I said, Konami quarterback instantly jumps crazy in the dynasty rankings. Instantly. Instantly, man. Top 10 potential all day. I love it, man. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Dak Prescott. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. Love seeing these guys, you know, get their bread. Now we just need Jameis Winston to get signed by the Saints full term, make him the starter, no question about it. So we don't got to hear this Taysom Hill stuff. No knock on Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill, Taysom, Taysom, Tyson. Does it matter? no knock on him, but I just don't want to see him throwing the ball to. I don't want to see him throwing the ball. Man, no, again, no shade, but I want to see Jameis Winston get his opportunity to rebound. Another guy that whenever I talk about him, there's like hate. There's hate from all corners. Oh, you know, Jameis Winston left the Bucks, and Tom Brady brought him to the Super Bowl and won it the first year. Well, how can you say he's good? Bro, do you understand you're comparing Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, to Jameis Winston, who was still young, who's still developing, who's still growing? No one's saying he's Tom Brady. But for fantasy purposes, dynasty purposes, and just even for a team, I mean, I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think he can get things corrected. Is he perfect? No. Is he the best? One of the best? No. But he has potential, man. He really does. He's better than Taysom Hill. He's better than that option. So let's get that man in there. Get him a deal and make that official. I also seen just random headline here, but I seen that the Titans finally traded the offensive lineman Isaiah Wilson, their first round pick. 2020 first round pick, man. These kind of things suck when you see this. As a fan of a team, you know, just put yourself in their shoes for a second. I know they're the enemy if you're not a Titans fan, but the fact that your team has to trade a first round pick before the next season even starts, like, that's terrible, man. It's as bad as the Raiders having to trade Lynn Bowden because they didn't understand what the hell they were doing with him. But he was, you know, a later pick. But this guy didn't even get a chance to play, you know, because of COVID and all that. And then he caused all kinds of issues. He was tweeting stuff out and deleting stuff. Titans saying, get out of here, man. They traded him for nothing. They traded him and a 7th round pick in 2022 for a 7th round 2021 pick, I think. Just terrible. Like, it just, that's horrible, man. If I was a fan of that team, I'd be pissed. And that's a good football team. It's a well-run football team. So to see that happen to them, like, it sucks. But I'm glad that they cut that in now. Like, they got rid of that. When you see that kind of stuff growing, just get rid of it. So if you're a Titans fan, like, while, you know, you're not happy about the pick, you got to be happy about the urgency that they took, the no-nonsense approach to just move on from him. It didn't work out. He wasn't working out. You move on, cut bait, and you move on. I respect that quick action. You know, when it's justified, I believe it's justified in this case. So, hey, you know, maybe the Dolphins will have something here. Maybe it'll work there. It don't look great. The Dolphins take chances like this. Hell, like I just talked about Lynn Bowden. They took Lynn Bowden from the Raiders, too. That worked out well. So, you know, maybe this one will work out. We'll see. Just a quick episode for you guys today, man. Shout out to Dak Prescott. Cowboys fans, don't be too mad, man. Don't be bitter about this. The deal could have been longer. Okay, who cares? You got your quarterback of the future. For next 4 years, you guys are going to be slinging the rock. Arsenal of wide receivers and running backs. Have fun, man. Just get that defense right and compete. Eagles fans, don't be bitter about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz fans, don't be mad at Jalen Hurts. He's gonna be fine. He's going to be a good quarterback. I know you don't want to believe it, but he's going to be good. This team is going to do whatever they can to make sure of that. So if Jalen Hurts doesn't do good at the end of the day, it may just be Jalen Hurts' fault. Because I really do believe the Eagles are going to do whatever they can to pump some real life into this offense. And Jalen Hurts is the first step. He really is. I'm excited about what they're going to do. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you appreciate the video. If you like the video, I do ask that you guys please hit subscribe on YouTube. Comment, get involved in the conversation in the videos. We're gonna see how we could do these. I'm gonna see if I do the videos every episode, or if the video ends up being like a Patreon type thing or whatnot, because they are a lot of work to do every single episode 5 days a week. So we'll see how we go about that. But please subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already. Even if you're subscribed on the podcast apps and you don't watch the videos on YouTube necessarily, please still subscribe on YouTube because it helps us. We're trying to get the subscribers up there on YouTube. It matters. It helps grow, you know, the brand, helps grow the Cloud Dodger audience, because there are some people who are just on YouTube. They don't even use podcast apps. So if you could do that, I'd really appreciate that. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. Yeah, vice versa. If you're subscribed on YouTube and you don't really listen to it on the podcast apps, please subscribe there, because that helps us too. We appreciate it. And either audience can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, 5-star review. That helps, you know, again, expand the audience, expand new people come along. They're like, Cloud Dodgers Podcast, what's that? I keep hearing about it. And I keep seeing people retweet it and talk about it and comment on it. But what is it? Your review is what they usually go to. Not going to lie. A lot of times when I go looking for a new podcast and I'm like, I don't know, is this going to be hit or miss? I check out the comments and see, you know, what the recent comments say and kind of get that vibe. So I appreciate when you guys support us. And don't forget to follow on Clock Dodgers on social media. Other than that, be kind, be great, keep dodging.